For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Anthony, lots of folks are starting to decorate for Halloween, and because it won't run through Halloween, we should probably tell folks that The Legend of Sleepy Hollow continues at least through October 25th.
At the Theater of Youth, there in the Allendale Theater, and it's an adorable production with lots of running up and down the aisles and stage magic, and among my favorite parts of those shows is the kids asking questions at the end, and those kids would have stayed there all night. They had questions about everything. My favorite question, is there anything inside the coffin?
Spoiler alert? No, you're not going to give it away.
I won't give it away.
Okay.
Yeah. The Legend of Sleepy Hollow, of course, from the Washington Irving story about Ichabod Crane, the schoolmaster who comes to Sleepy Hollow, New York. His predecessor has died under mysterious circumstances, and he is told the legend of the Headless Horseman, which spooks everyone in the town, and we're left to wonder, is this real or is this imaginary? I grew up in the Hudson Valley, my brother born in Sleepy Hollow, thinking of these people as ancestors or something. If the locations are real.
Is there a lower-end age limit?
Seven?
Seven
and up for The Legend of Sleepy Hollow.
There you go. At the Allendale Theater on Allen Street. A wonderful repurposing of an old landmark. Now we have an opening, Daniel's Husband. That's B-U-A.
A play by Michael McKeever, who's better known as an actor. And it's a play about two men in a long-term relationship. One wants to marry, the other does not. And this comes to a critical crossroads when one of them is stricken with a severe illness that leaves him non-communicative. So it's what happens in the lives of these two men when they forego the opportunity to marry. And that opens tonight. And Hartley Full as the mother of one of them, Eric Roske and Michael Seitz as the couple.
I love Eric Roske. Big, dynamic guy.
Yes, you see, I saw the Florida production. Beautiful play. Funny, moving, all of those great things.
Well, I went out of town, as it were, up to Niagara Falls, the Western Door Playhouse in the Woodbox Theater. It's on the third floor of the old Niagara Falls High School. And surprisingly comfortable seats settled in for Nobody's Inn based on She Stoops to Conquer. It's a musical. Unfortunately, opening night was sadly under-rehearsed. Everyone knew it, but hopefully it's gotten better. And it's up through October 25th. As well.
Closings include It's Your Last Weekend to See A Little Night Music or 10 Days to Happiness. Also the final weekend of the last reading of Charlotte Cushman of Brazen Face Varlets over on Grand Street.
And I'm going to be on stage myself tonight at Klein Hands Music Hall. It's one of those Know the Score series. It's all about Copland and his relationship with various Mexican composers and Mexican music. And the coolest part of all is that across the stage on the other microphone will be Rolando Gomez of the Racist Theater Group. Now, I just saw him in the Heights out at Musical Fair, so it was really a thrill to get to work with him. That starts tonight at 7 o'clock. After the intermission, they'll show a movie which the Buffalo Philharmonic Orchestra will accompany live.
You and Rolando, I'm sure all eyes will be on you.
I highly doubt it.
And then Saturday night, Jason Alexander, who apparently had a hit TV show back in the 80s, 90s.
So I've understood.
Seinfeld, yes. But best known to me as a Broadway star, Tony Award-winning actor for Jerome Robbins Broadway, doing a program of Broadway music Saturday night tomorrow with the Buffalo Philharmonic Orchestra.
Now, I have sort of a love-hate relationship with Jason Alexander. I first saw him in the movie Pretty Woman. He was such a dastardly character. I hated him. And then, of course, he showed up on Seinfeld and was, you know, a little weird, but basically lovable. And yet, I understand there's a whole other side or three to Jason Alexander.
Well, he's very versatile. And even his Broadway work, he was in Neil Simon's Broadway Bound, but he most admired for his work in musicals, which surprises a lot of people. He was in Merrily We Roll Along for Sondheim. He won the Tony for Jerome Robbins Broadway, though he'll be doing no Jerome Robbins Broadway material. He says he can't dance it anymore. And the numbers he wasn't in, he could never dance even at the time. But he began his film career also in Buffalo when that slasher film, The Burning, that was shot in North Tonawanda by Miramax. The very first film out of Miramax.
Harvey and Corky,
yeah.
Wow.
And Jason Alexander has family connections here as well. He has cousins here in town. So he's happy. He knows Buffalo well and is happy to be here. Loves performing with Philharmonic orchestras.
Do you think he'll call me for any tips on how to work with the orchestra?
Undoubtedly.
I'm sure he will. Yeah. Well, until that happens, for Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.